This is Lightning Strike. Hello, once again. Tonight is October 28th, 2005. And tonight we played the Washington Capitals again, and we were at home. And unfortunately, we don't have Jay with us. He had some domestic issues with his homestead, and he will not be joining us tonight. Tried to make contact with him, and he's got a lot of important issues to deal with here, but on to the game this evening. We played the Washington Capitals. We're back at home. It's been a couple of games since we played at home. And a couple of points I wanted to hit on before the game. Halloween is coming. And I'm going to get my pumpkins tomorrow. Stephanie's going to get her pumpkin as well. And we're going to carve it. And we're going to cook the pumpkin seeds and throw them at little kids as they pass by our house. It'll be great. But anyways, the game was tonight in Tampa, and as far as some stats here, the keys, the power play, the Lightning are actually 29th in the league, almost last, at 11.4% efficiency on the power play, which is pretty much, you know, really bad. And the Capitals are 27th in the league, so they're pretty much at the bottom of the barrel as well at 12.2%. And yeah, you know, I don't even remember the last time the Lightning scored a power play goal, but hopefully tonight they would, but I don't think they will because I watched the game already. And also penalties, the Lightning are number two in the league against you know, giving up penalties, so basically they haven't given up many penalties at all. They only average 12.2 minutes per game, and the Capitals are 25th, and they average like 20.7 minutes a game in penalty minutes. So the Lightning definitely have a lot of discipline. You know, 12 minutes a game. I don't think even last year they had that little of a amount of time in the box each game there. But you know, with the new rules and everything this year, that's great. And you know, also their defense is showing as well, because their penalty kill is like number two in the league behind the Red Wings. And I think after the game tonight, they're probably going to be one. And goals for, Lightning are 18th in the league, averaging 3 goals per game. And the Capitals are 28th in the league, averaging only 2.25 goals per game. So we move on to the game here. In the first period, yeah, I noticed right away the Lightning, they weren't skating very well. They're missing passes. They're trying to forecheck, but it wasn't working too well. And you know, I was impressed with a lot of people on the Capitals. Ovechkin, he actually scored the first goal, his 7th goal of the year. He was just really fast. He had like a little breakaway, and Sean Burke was starting tonight as well, so he beat Burke right away there to score their first goal. And coming back like right after that, I think it was like less than 4 minutes into the game, I think like 53 seconds after the first goal, Dan Boyle won a face-off. Actually, Brad Richards won the face-off, kicked it back to Boyle, and Boyle just shot one from the point, pretty much, or it was like left center, and he scored, man. It was great. So it was 1-1, and shortly thereafter, Ovechkin comes back again, man. He had like the same type of play, just like he deked Burke like crazy, man. And you know, Burke's good, but he's kind of like a stand-up goalie, just kind of, you know, stays there and just, he turns into a wall all the time, which is pretty cool. But he ended up, you know, not blocking that one. So Ovechkin scored his 2nd of the night in the first period, and you know, he's on fire. He has 8 goals on the year. So we go into the second. We're down 2-1. And in the second, not much happened all throughout the second until about a minute and a half to go. And there was like a little breakaway here. LeCavier passed it up, or actually Prosville passed it up to LeCavier, if I can remember correct. And LeCavier flipped it up to St. Louis, and all in one motion, taking the pass. As soon as he touched the puck, he just smashes it top right shelf, and St. Louis scores a goal, like, going into the third. So they tied it up 2-2 going into the third. And the third period starts, and I just wanted to mention, got a little cooler here in South Florida. Well, I'm actually in Central Florida now. I'm not in South Florida anymore. But South Florida actually got really devastated. I talked to my mom. I talked to her today, and my brother-in-law the day before. And most of the power is still out down there, like in the Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach area. Some still in the Stewart, Port St. Lucie area. But they had a lot of damage. My mom said she tried to get gas today, and she waited 2.5 hours in a line for gas in a place they do have power. And she said she couldn't wait any longer. It was ridiculous. And there's people with gas cans, like, cutting in the line, and they're giving their gas cans to other people. And, you know, imagine that, waiting to get gas, and with a gas can, you know, standing in a line with cars, and then, you know, getting gas, filling up your car, and then giving the gas can to someone else that's standing in line. It's ridiculous. You know, I'd if it was me, I'd flip out, man. I wouldn't be able to take it, man. I can't handle stress like that. But hopefully everybody will be okay. Wasn't too many deaths. There was a couple of deaths, just people being stupid, or older people, of course. You know, I feel bad for them, but, you know, they lived a long life, and if I live to be 50, man, I'll be happy. But anyways, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. But we go into the third. We're tied 2-2, and, you know, I'm looking a little optimistic here because we just, you know, scored a huge goal. The crowd was behind us coming into the third, and basically, not much happened in the third. There's a couple of power plays each way, and we're, like, on the night 0-7. I think the Capitals were 0-6 on the power play, and we did give up a shorthanded goal to Ovechkin, and he's going to be huge, man. He's a great player. He reminds me of Maxim Afanaginov. He kind of skates like him. He's fast. He keeps his head down and just goes hard to the net. But the going into the third here, you know, not much at all toward the beginning, and about 5 minutes to go, I think we just killed off a penalty. And what happens here is LeCavalier flips it up, and Vinny Prosvel comes down and he scores. So we go up 3-2. They pull the goalie. Actually, that goal there was a little controversial goal. Because LeCavalier had the shot, and it went off a defensive player of the Capitals, and Prosser was standing right next to him, and they thought he hit it off the stick, but it actually went off the defenseman. So I'm going to actually credit that goal to LeCavalier. He actually had 3 points on the night, and if he had that goal there, that would have been his seventh goal, I believe. But they credit it to Prosser. And also, right shortly thereafter, they pulled their goalie, and Prosvel gets an empty net goal. Like, he hits it off the post, and they were joking around. They said they used to do that in practice. Like, you could only score if you hit it off the post, and it, like, hit off the post, and it, like, rattled back and forth, and it went in. So we go up 4-2, and they still had the goalie pull, and I was looking for another empty netter, but you know, it was a great game. There's a lot of lows in there. Like, the first period and a half, I would say the Lightning didn't look good at all, and gotta respect the Capitals, but they suck. We destroyed the Capitals. And before, the first time we played them, we ended up losing the shootout, so we come back tonight, win a 4-2, and hey, that's two in a row, man. We go to 6-3-2, and would have been in first in our division there, but I was just looking at the scores here. Yeah, let me just go through the scores. And just wanted to mention, for all those who are listening here, you know, if you have any questions or comments or want to be mentioned, you can email us at Joel, J-O-E-L, at MailZeta, MailZeta.com. And, you know, I'll give you some feedback, or appreciate if you give me some feedback as well. And I'll go through the scores here real quick. The finals. We have the Columbus Blue Jackets over the Minnesota Wild, which is kind of surprising. I think Columbus won, like, two in a row now. But the Wild, they're playing pretty well. And, you know, I think they lost a couple games recently. They go to 5-4, and the Blue Jackets are 4-7. And, of course, we have the Carolina Philadelphia Flyers game and ends up as a The Hurricanes scored 5 goals in the third to win 8-6. So they go into the third period seriously down. They went into the third period down 5-3, and they end up winning the third in the third 8-6. So imagine going to the third period down by 2 goals and you score 5. That's crazy. And that game was at home, so the Hurricanes are now 7-2. And that's ridiculous, man. And they're in our division too, along with the Panthers. And we got to be pretty worried about the Panthers because Flyers have a great team. And the Devils, they beat the Buffalo Sabres, which I'm impressed with. So New Jersey moves to 5-5, and Buffalo is now down to 6-4. And I don't know. It's a good year so far here. There's a game on tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to watch it on TV. I have to work. I got a new schedule. I only have like Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. And I'll try to listen to the game tomorrow. I'm waiting for my video iPod to come in the mail here. I just recently ordered one, and they're kind of on back order, so I'm waiting to receive it. And I might do some video podcasts. And we also have another podcast, The Horror Corner. If anybody wants to look it up, it's on iTunes, and also you can find it on podcast.net. Been working with them a little bit as well, submitting my feeds. But that's about it. I know it's a little bit shorter, actually about the same time, and hopefully next time we'll have Jay. But see everybody next time, and have a happy night.